What's up, listeners? It's your host, Cataclysmic, jumping in for the Local Obscene Season 7, Episode 8. And I have a rager just for you. We talked with the band Innuendo at the Haltom Theater, sitting on the back smoking patio at the picnic table up the ramp, if you want to get real specific with it. And it was a fucking blast. I was having a really good time that night. It was part of the Capturing the Now show that I've been hyping up for the past couple of episodes. And shout out to those who bought cat paintings. All the love for you. But there's always hope for next time. And if you just want me to make you a painting, hit me up. Slide into the DMs. Speaking of DMs, let's do some housekeeping. Do you want to be on the Local Obscene? Send me an email at localobscene@gmail.com, or you can go to our Instagram at localobscene. Send me a direct message. What do you do? Are you in a band? Do you have a venue? Do you have a cool bar? Do you have a dope fucking restaurant? Are you a comedian? Are you a photographer? Are you a poet? Do you bare your soul to the innermost parts of your soul on stage? I want to know. I want to know. Let's talk about it. All right. Hell yes. If you want to support the Local Obscene, you can head to the episode description, and there is a link where you can become a monthly contributor for whatever you wanna do. All right, all of that goes towards helping me provide you with the ultimate podcasting experience. It also gets recycled into the scene because I'm out there all the time. I'm going to shows. All right, I'm taking dope pictures. If you want a photography shoot, a photo shoot, if you will, same process, email, Instagram, hit me up. Let's get you some dope pics. We can go out somewhere cool. Put on some cool outfits and get some badass pictures. Also, if you're playing a show, I can get some pictures of you doing your thing. All right. Or your big fluffy cat. Or if you want pictures of you and your grandma, I'll fucking do it. And if you want to check out the pictures I've been getting, you can also go into the episode description, or our Instagram bio has a link tree to that photography website. Get yourself a print. Okay, I think that's all the housekeeping I have. How about we dive right in to that Innuendo interview? But first, let's hear a clip of a track off their upcoming remastered EP, Lotus. This song is called Insurgent. We are here at the always badass Haltom Theater with none other than Innuendo. Welcome to the Local Obscene.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi.
Doing good.
What's up? Hello.
What's happening?
How are you feeling after that set?
Tired. Adrenaline's rushing. I want to jump off that little balcony right now.
I like her.
It's feeling like I need my bed.
Tired. I need a vanilla milkshake from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, fuck.
Where's the free Whataburger you promised?
Oh, I lied.
Oh, wow.
Damn, that was cold. Oh, shit. Well, state your name, what you do in the band. State your name and what you do in the band.
I am Jacob Orozco. I'm the lead singer of Innuendo.
Hi, I'm Skinny. I'm the bass player and the youngest member.
Yes.
Ka-chow.
I'm Derek. I play the drums.
Ozzy, lead guitarist.
Diego, rhythm guitar.
Absolutely. Fucking shreds. What is the origin story of Innuendo?
We started out here in Fort Worth in just in a garage, practicing for a good couple weeks. Found each other off Fuzz, like the original members. And
Fuzz?
Then yeah, it's called Fuzz. It's a app. It's like a Tinder for bandmates.
Ooh, Fuzz.
Much. Yeah. So if you wanna look for bandmates all around the area, you know, that's
it
what
works.
We do.
We're living proof that it works.
We started at a little kid's birthday party, our first show, and then, you know, from there it just went on.
I think the main purpose
sounds amazing.
Is we wanna write, at least try to write a song for every genre. We all like different types of rock, so
fuck yeah.
I think every song will relate to somebody in the room.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Mix it up. Yeah. I like it.
What is your musical influences? I mean, obviously, you know, Kiss, Guns N' Roses, Zeppelin, Aerosmith. I'm more of a classic guy. Yeah.
I like 90s rock. I like more in the grunge scene, more Soundgarden. I love Chris Cornell's voice. So yeah, more 90s rock.
Hey, that was my time.
You look young.
More in the metal scene.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you are.
I'm more in the metal scene, like hard rock, heavy metal. You know, Pantera, Metallica, stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Grindcore.
Newer stuff like Gojira.
Oh hell yeah.
I like Meshuggah.
Shout out.
Stuff like that. Heavy fast stuff.
Yeah.
I'm definitely more into industrial, but
nice.
More all around.
Industrial. I love industrial. Yeah, that was everyone, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see our musical taste is everywhere.
I see it reflected in what I just heard. Fuck yes. All right, rumor has it that you have a brand new remastered EP dropping later this summer by the name Lotus.
Yes. So we've been working with this guy. Shout out to Will from Turf Burner. He's been, you know, he's been taking good care of us. We've been remastering this EP because as the one that was first released was a demo. We just wanted to up that sound. And, yeah.
Excellent.
By the way, 6 months, 7 months in the making.
Yes,
seven
it was.
Months. Yeah, the next question, well, what was the recording process like?
Tiring.
It was
just annoying. It was the first time recording, and it took forever. Because if you mess up on the drums, you have to restart.
It was funny, because I have a device that connects my guitar to some headphones. It sounds like an app. And Derek, he had to record his drums, and there are certain parts of the song he didn't know because Jake wasn't singing, so I had to like walk across the room to signal him, like, hey, we're switching the chorus, and I had to walk across the room again, so he was a champ for that, but yeah, Will's been taking care of us.
We're perfectionists, so yeah, anything didn't sound right, we would just re-record it right then and there.
Hey, that's what's up. Dub it till it's right.
And what was the name of the place you recorded again?
It started with the P.
Oh, what?
Where did we record? I forgot to say. It's somewhere by
Princeton.
Dallas. Princeton. Yeah.
Princeton.
Yeah, it's a drive from us. We're from Fort Worth, so yeah.
Yeah. What is it? Benbrook, to be exact.
Yeah. So it's like we're right on the edge.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Fuck yeah. Shout out Benbrook.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, I would say after listening to the old stuff that you guys have up on Spotify now and then hearing it blasted right into my brain, it sounded fucking fat ass riffs, searing vocals. And I'm very excited for this remaster. It sounds fucking sick.
Cool. It's gonna bring out a lot of things that were missed on the demo version.
what would you say is the core meaning behind this EP? The message?
Honestly, I mean, we want everybody to interpret every song different. We have a bunch of metaphors and certain phrases, but...
innuendos?
We try to... Yeah, innuendos.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck!
So we try to keep it as open as possible so each person can interpret it their own way. We don't like to write a specific song about something.
Yeah.
We like to try to keep it as open as possible. So...
Nice. So anybody can come into it with a fresh perspective and maybe gain some new ones.
Yeah. It's hard, but I mean... It works sometimes, for the most part.
I think it works. Awesome. Are you ready to be on the scene's number one game show?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's up?
Fucking ready. I'm ready.
Fucking game show. The number one game show. All right, this song, what the fuck? This game show is called Word Flash. I'm going to say a word, and each of you are going to say the first word that comes to your mind individually. Are you ready?
Is it one at a time or
one at a time?
Okay.
Yeah. Start from the
we'll
right.
Go down left to, okay, yeah. All right, here we go. Death.
Metal.
Core.
Brother.
Incarnate.
that's solid.
He's a drummer.
Death by drumsticks.
Drumsticks. I like it.
Haze.
Threw it in at the end. Death grips. Fuck yeah. Okay, the next one. If I can read properly. Life.
Chore.
Death.
Mars.
Oh. Itself.
Sucks.
That was a roller coaster.
I was gonna say on Mars, but that's two words.
Yeah, I mean, I like the shout out to the Mars. Soon they'll find the hidden temples deep in the crevices.
Yes, they will.
But NASA won't release it.
Alright.
Next one. Sponges.
Bob.
Indubitably.
Oh,
what the?
Inequivocally.
Boobies.
Exponentially.
Sponges?
What were you saying?
You're still sponges. Oh, the science of sponges. But you gotta throw boobies in there. That was fucking funny. Alright. Fluffy.
Dog.
Iglesias.
Iglesias.
Ponies.
Elmo.
Balls.
Fucking balls.
You know, like the fluffy balls, the keychain.
Yeah, hell, there you go. There you
fluffy
go.
Fluffy keychain balls. I like that. Hell yeah. Shout out. All right, the final one. Watermelon.
Corn.
Beyonce.
Fish.
Ooh.
Sugar ice.
Ooh. Delicious.
Soup.
Interesting. Is it hot?
It's a mixture, you know, you gotta warm it up, then you gotta put the watermelon in there, squirt some mustard on top, throw in a couple pickles, back in the microwave, take it out, put it in the freezer, take it back out, back in the microwave, and then you're ready to go.
That shit sounds awesome. Wow, that sounds very specific.
It's
a process.
That's recipe not- that has just been blessed upon your ears, listeners. Tonight, you are gonna eat that shit for dinner. Watermelon soup. Delicious.
The special things take time.
That sounds canceled.
Hey, I like that.
Holy fuck. Well, thank you, Innuendo, for participating in my game show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
So, you want to know what you win?
What do we win?
A lifetime supply of wool pants.
Woo! I love my pants.
We'll send the first crate in about a month from now.
All right. Whoa. I like that.
I'll
be like
expecting
that.
It. Some pants.
I'll wear it for the show. Absolutely. So what is the future of Innuendo looking like?
Hopefully a lot of shows, hopefully some new music, and hopefully a lot more people just getting into our stuff.
Yeah.
A lot more fun. A lot more fun. We do have a couple shows coming up. May 10th.
We're May 2nd. Yeah. Ooh. Sorry. I'll let him talk.
Hey.
Reno's Shop
Shout out
Shop.
To today.
Reno's Shop Shop. May 10th, and then June 6th, we got Club Dada.
Oh, damn. So,
both in Dallas over there by DeBellum, yeah.
That's so, going to be that's sick.
Like they said, more music and stuff. We've been playing off of this EP for about 2.5 years now, so we've been in the works with a couple. We played a new song today. Just hoping to get some more, and you know, I love this lineup. I don't want nothing to change here, so hopefully that'll stick around.
Amazing. All right, listeners, you know what to do. Go and follow Innuendo on all the social media. Where is the best place our listeners can find?
Spotify, Apple, YouTube.
I don't know. YouTube. Yep. Just about every platform you can think. Google Play. Hey, Android
there
users.
Go. There
we
go.
We got it all.
We do.
We're considerate.
We are considerate.
They got it all. It's everywhere. Go and follow them on all of it. And of course, keep an eye out for this remastered EP, Lotus. And catch a show near you. Thank you for being on The Local Obscene.
Thank you.
Thank you, Houston.
Pleasure to have you.
Yo, I just watched Diego grow wings and fly away.
Holy shit. There he goes. Into the clouds. All right, listeners, you know what to do. Go and follow Innuendo on all the social media. Keep an eye out for this remastered EP, Lotus, and be sure to catch a show near you. And now it's time for the closing statement with your host, Cataclysmic. What's up, listeners? It's your host, Cataclysmic, jumping in for the closing statement. Thank you so much from the bottom of my soul for tuning in to this episode. We are just cruising right along week after week. Season 7 is going to be gone in the blink of an eye. So you best tell all your friends to get caught up because I'm really loving this one. This Saturday, May 11th. Henry the Archer album release show at Division Brewing Growl Records. Be there. I'm going to be there taking some pictures. Maybe I'll grab myself another delicious pizza. And of course, without a doubt, I'm going to be getting a tasty, tasty beverage, a brew, if you will. So come on out, it's gonna be a good time. I also wanna give a shout out to the Haltom Theater for all that they are doing for the music community. It's absolutely awesome. They have acts ranging from national touring to all the backyard bands showing up, tearing that shit up. They got the big stage, they got the small stage. It's fucking awesome. If you haven't been there, 100% make plans to just show up to the Haltom. And they also got just a line of arcade games you can play for free. How fucking cool is that? Get yourself a Lone Star. Play yourself some Mortal Kombat and check out some badass music at the Haltom Theater. But if you're listening to this show and you're not in DFW, I want you to just scout. Scout for the music venues in your area. Pick out a show with a bunch of bands you've never heard before and just show up. Roll the dice. You might get a natural one. You might get a nat 20. You might get a 10. But anything, if anything, you are going out there and you're just supporting. You're supporting the arts, the music. You're supporting people who are really just laying their heart on the line. They're putting it on that stage. They're bearing it for us to witness. And sometimes
beautiful, beautiful things happen. Sometimes extremely destructive things happen, and that's also super badass. Holy fuck. Well, I think that's all I have for you on this closing statement. This episode was short and sweet, and sometimes you just need that in your life every now and then. We don't need the 100-hour fucking AAA game. Sometimes we just need a little indie game from beginning to end. All right, I'm your host, Cataclysmic, signing off.